Duffy asked Lou more than a dozen times in 5 minutes of questioning what he knew and when he knew it.
When did you know that this targeting was going on?
You're not going to like my answer because I learned about it when I learned about it.
When was that?
I did not know there was an investigation.
I didn't ask you about an investigation.
Well, I didn't know.
I'm not asking you about an investigation.
Mr. Chairman.
You can ask me the question.
The time belongs to the gentleman of Wisconsin.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that the witness not be badgered.
I would ask that the witness answer the question.
Congressman, I'm answering your question.
No, you're not. You keep saying you're dodging me.
In a telephone interview from Washington afterward, Duffy says he wasn't badgering Lou. He just wants answers that he didn't think he was getting. As for who knew what when, Duffy says there's no evidence that President Obama ordered the IRS to act against the Tea Party.
But I want to follow the evidence and find out who did. Not only do I want to know, my constituents want to know who knew what and when they knew it. No one has been fired. Mr. Miller, the acting director, he was going to leave at the start of June, so the president let him go a few weeks early. Beyond that, no one else has been let go. No one else has been fired. No one else has been held accountable.
In testimony before a Senate inquiry Tuesday, Secretary Lou called the IRS behavior targeting conservative groups outrageous. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.